His truth shall compass thee with a shield. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The 90th Psalm is recited throughout the Mass of the first Sunday of Lent. The Church takes time to chant almost all of it after the Epistle because the devil quotes it to our Lord in the Gospel, which goes to show that indeed the devil can quote the Bible. I remember that after giving Father Cicada his last communion on Labor Day, that's called the Viaticum, I prayed this psalm with him, and as I was reciting it, I repeated myself. Lately, I've noticed I've been doing that with the 90th Psalm. I sort of loop around, and it just goes on and on. And at a certain point, Father Cicada, although he was dying, said one word in Italian. He said, basta, meaning that you've recited the psalm already. There's someone else who repeats himself, and he never tires of doing that, and that's Satan. Lies. You know it's all lies. They say more people are starting to see it now. They're connecting the dots. They're starting to express the questions they may have had for a long time, but you won't hear about it because information is more strictly controlled now than ever before. You may have been suckered yourself, but don't go all sad. Suck it up. Stand up straight. Tell the truth, as Christ did, calmly, with the authority of God, who is all truth. His truth shall compass thee like a shield. Lies. They've been feeding us with lies for how long now? Satan is the father of lies since the beginning. He never tells you the truth. He never delivers what he promises, except to entice you, to draw you in deeper until you're done. You drown. But the devil, finally, never delivers what he promises. It's all lies. You've been fed them long enough. Time today to proclaim a fast from fear and from propaganda, and to feed on truth, to be fed with God's truth. Jesus Christ is the bread of life, who shall compass you like a shield. Every morning, first thing, after you say your three Hail Marys, which is devil-crushing at its very best, then tell yourself, and some days say it aloud. It's all lies. The devil is a liar. I will hear lots of lies today. He's the prince of this world. He permits, he prints what he wills. His propaganda is all pervasive. He's almost won. Never mind. And when I see that sea of faces as I'm going about my business during the day, all of them masked as a sign of servile submission, I know the truth. But what good is it to know the truth, to have your conspiracies all lined up, identified, categorized in the headlines for church or country, analyzed, and then miss the one who meanwhile has climbed up on your shoulder, who perches at the foot of your bed? If your soul, your mind, I mean, is under enemy occupation. And that's why we pray. Take care of your own oxygen needs first, they tell you on an airplane, and then look to those of others. Prayer, even behind a mask or in the most unlikely places, is the air we need, along with penance and the good works of charity or of mercy. This is our Lenten supplement. This is the annual delivery of our oxygen tank to make breathing easier. God is true, and true is his love for you, his plan you are meant to enjoy, an eternity of happiness, his promises, but ours is an exclusive religion. God does not share his loyalty with others. Him only shalt thou serve. Adam's original sin left us with a triple wound. Every time the devil tempts us, he pokes one of those wounds with a stick and always gets a reaction. The first and the worst is pride, an overweening concern, almost an obsession with our own excellence. Pride is Lucifer's personal favorite. For this he fell, forfeited heaven, gained hell. He fell and he can't get up. Then comes vainglory. That kind of, if you must practice religion, here's the idea, then why do something which is showy and self-centered and will draw the attention and the applause of men. But for silence and hidden virtue and quiet prayer, no, he has no use. Finally, lowest on the list, earthly things, sensuality. Satan despises us for this. He is an angel, after all, albeit a fallen one. Our appetites, our weaknesses, but he uses them. It's his own bestseller. More souls go to hell for sins of the flesh, said Our Lady at Fatima. And how much evil do they bring in their wake? Who would have thought such a thing? The chief health flunky, Fauci, still in power, remember, forbids just about anything, even visiting your own family or for a priest to visit and give the sacraments. But there's one thing he does not forbid. He says, no, that's a difficult one. This sin I'm speaking of in all of its forms. Oh, of course, there's also warm weather, rioting. Please remember these truths. Don't forget them. But enough. It's not enough to unmask Satan. You must see Christ and adore him with angels and lovingly think about, that means to contemplate, Christ in his glory, in the gospel. He's all calmness. How does he combat temptation? For he is tempted, as are we, so was he. He combats it with sweetness and with patience. He rebuts each one of the devil's lies with a focused, quiet energy. With dignity, a divine as well as a human dignity. By one look, by one gesture, by one word, Satan vanishes. Now, temptation is not a sin. Sin consists in bad will, in your consent. But you have free will. The devil roars like a lion, or sometimes he sweetly purrs at your feet like a cat. But he cannot get into, unlike a cat, he cannot get into your heart or your soul. You and you alone have the key. Oh, you can sully it with sin if you will and let him in, but it is your decision. Oh my God, oh my sweet Jesus, in order not to succumb to sin, teach me. Well, three things. First, distrust of creatures. Second, confidence in God's power. Third, have recourse to that power. Distrust of creatures, confidence in God's grace, and recourse to his power. Not some vague higher power they speak of, but God, Almighty God. Lord, show us thy face, and we shall be saved. This is from the 79th Psalm. Lord, show us thy face, and we shall be saved. It is one of our prayers, this Holy Face Lent. It's an aspiration, which means it's something you're meant to breathe in and to breathe out. Oh, and remember, too, if you're feeling hungry this Lent, or you're feeling anxious and troubled, downcast a bit maybe, take a deep breath, that's all. Take one deep breath with a little fervent prayer, perhaps to the Holy Face. There. Doesn't that feel better? Sorry to bang on about the wickedness of the mask, but you know air, which is still free, is everything. But they are slowly strangling us. They're choking us. Finally, for those times and temptations when you're managing with grace to stand your ground with courage, combat them how? With calmness, with the authority of God's holy name and the holy name of Jesus, and under the protection of his holy face. If you're tempted, especially to pride, but it works for the others, if you're tempted, look up, study his holy face. The ushers are passing out a beautiful holy card of the same image of our Lord's face, the miraculous one that's over the altar. Our Lord's face, we say, was covered with opprobrium. That is to say, not only his own sweat, but spittle. People spat at him constantly in his passion. His face was beaten, and it was bruised, and it was bloody in the crown of thorns, as well as from the beatings. And his teeth were broken, and his hair, and his beard, and possibly his eye were plucked out, pulled out. And all of this to expiate my miserable little revolt of the moment. Look at his face with Veronica. Help him to hoist his cross with Simon of Cyrene, and carry his face in your heart this Lent, and it will carry you to victory. For he alone is true, and his truth shall compass you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.